Hi everyone, and welcome to the Say As It Is with Pete podcast series. I'm Pete, your host, and each week I will bring you some frank and honest conversations covering various topics from learning and development, friendships, funding, HR, strengths, recruitment, ESG, well-being, ED&I, employability, and much, much more. So let's get this week's episode underway and say as it is. Everybody, welcome to another episode of Say As It Is with Pete, and as usual, I'm your host, Pete, and welcome to this week's episode. So in this week's episode, I'm going to be talking about job application 101, yes, job applications. I don't know why I have to do this 101, but I feel that I have to, and the reason why I'm doing this, job application 101 episode is because this week I sat down with our recruitment manager for the company that I work for, and we're looking at a couple of things to do with recruitment and applications for a certain role that we're currently looking at the moment. And she showed me some very interesting things. I was kind of like, oh my God, really? Are we at this stage again? Why? So there are certain things I spotted in regards to photos and profiles and all sorts. So I just want to address, seriously, go back to basics, literally back to basics in this episode. If you're applying for a job, you need to be professional. And this goes for all levels, from school leavers through to, you know, whatever age you are. Because when you're applying for a job, you need to do better. And you seriously need to do better. Because when people are applying for jobs, I don't think that we really pay attention to what we're doing and we really think it through. So here's the basics that I think that you should pay attention to when applying for a job. And this is advice for the applicants, but also there's some advice for employees in this episode as well. So buckle up and pay attention. So first things first, your profile pictures. Oh my, well, what can I say? I'm shocked. I saw some profile pictures that I have no understanding what they are, and I'm utterly gobsmacked by some of these. So I'm going to give you some advice. When you take a photo of yourself and you use it for professional job applications, make sure it's a decent professional headshot. Now, you're probably thinking, I don't have the money, Pete, to go and get a professional headshot. You don't need to. Our phones are so sophisticated. There is a setting called portrait, and it can be done from the face forwarding camera or the rear camera, and you can set it up so that you can take a nice picture of yourself and make sure that it covers your face up to your shoulders, kind of from your shoulders upwards. Okay, and you can pose just it's a bit like a passport photo. Think that you're taking a passport photo. You might turn your shoulders slightly and look at the camera and smile, but that's what you want. You want a professional looking photo, and don't use AI. You know, yes, I did an episode on how amazing AI is and using AI, but don't use AI. And I'll go on to that in a minute. So for your job applications where you're logging into a job board and it asks to upload your photo, upload a good photo of yourself. Take a picture of your phone. Now, you can dress yourself up, you know, you don't have to dress yourself up in a suit to take a picture. You can, you know, obviously dress yourself in a nice top, make yourself look good. As I say, it's from the shoulders up. You can turn your shoulders to the left or to the right and then look into the camera and take a nice portrait photo, or get someone to take a nice photo of you with your shoulders to the left, just kind of smiling, and use that picture. Because I saw some pictures recently that was a picture of a horse, a picture of a minion, a picture of a quote, the Joker. I've seen Batman, I've seen the Superman sign, I've seen pictures of somebody on the beach topless, for example. I've seen pictures of, you know, people holding drinks and smiling with their friends. And, you know, I've seen those wonderful Instagram and Facebook pics where they're turned, you can see the camera's turned at an angle and you're pouting and, you know, kissing the camera like, look at me, my Vogue picture, please. Listen, those pictures are for one place. They are not for a job application profile online. when you're looking at that as an employer, I'm confused. I'm like, what the hell? Now, somebody might say, oh, well, you know, look at the horse. It must be that he's hardworking and he works like a horse. No, I don't understand. Like, if that's what you're going to put on your... if you're really looking for a job and that's what you're going to put on, I'm not interested. It kind of turns me off. And I've seen pictures of cars and of people holding guns and slogans and everybody... look, don't get wrong. Everybody has their unique individualities. I get that. We're all our own persons. We all have our uniquenesses. I love that. But when you're applying for a job and you're using a random picture or quote or something from your holiday or whatever it may be, that doesn't really... I'm not looking at that. I want to see the person. I don't want to see a horse. I don't want to see a minion. I don't want to see a quote. I don't want to see a racing car. I don't want to see a Ferrari. I don't want to see the logo of your football team. You know, I don't want to see that. I will find this all out from you when we interview you in your hobbies and interests for sections, for example. But I want to see your face. I want to see from the neck up. Yeah, I want to see you clear as a bell, smiling, whatever. I don't want to see these pouty Instagram, you know, filter pictures with your lips puckered up. No, that's not how we do it. Now, don't use AI to generate a picture of yourself because it's fake. Yeah, I don't want to see a fake you. I want to see the real you. So don't use these AI generating tools that can make, you know, these wonderful LinkedIn pictures for you. No. As I say, you've got smartphones with great cameras nowadays. Take a decent picture, please, and put it on there. You know, because it, for me as an employer, having your picture, as I say, of a horse, a car, you know, a quote, whatever, it just doesn't do it for me, really. It doesn't. It kind of turns me off and makes me skip. So don't do it. So get your profile picture sorted, as I say, from the shoulders kind of up. As I say, you can turn your shoulders left or right and look into the camera and smile. And this pouty business, there's a time and place for it, and it's not in a job application. Seriously, guys, you know, what the hell? Wake up, use some common sense. So one, get your profile picture sorted out. As I say, there's no excuse, you've got your phone. If you haven't got a decent phone that takes a pic, ask somebody to take one for you. It doesn't, you know, we can do that. Even reach out to me, I'll come and take a picture for you. And make you look fantastic and look you good on your profile. But yeah, don't use AI. Don't use avatars, because I see so many people use avatars or emoji avatars. No, you know, that's great for a WhatsApp message. And I use them in my WhatsApp messages when I send messages to friends and family of, like, you know, a laughing avatar of me or what have you. That's separate. Not for your profile. And I've seen it in some people's profiles and even some business people using kind of emoji avatars to send in meetings and stuff. Yes, it's funky, it's great, it's unique, but I want to see the real person. Don't hide behind AI and all this technology rubbish that is out there right now that can make you look amazing and great. I don't want to see the filters, I just want to see you. So no avatars, no random pictures, no minions, no Ferraris, no football teams, no you on the beach drinking, no you on a night out holding a pint, you know, whatever. I don't want to see it. I just want to see shoulder up. Yeah, I want to see your full face. A bit like a passport picture. That's what I want to see. Smiley, professional, great camera. Use it. Now, that's your profile pic sorted, because if I see another profile pic of a horse or a minion, I'm going to cry. So please, stop with the profile pics. Get them right, okay? And if you still don't understand, please reach out and speak to me. So get that one sorted. And employers, you know, if you really... if you're just out of interest, call the person in who put the quote or call the person in that put the minion, just see what they look like. You're wasting your time. And I've seen employees do this before. They've gone, oh, I'm actually, I want to actually see who this person is. And they invite them for an interview. Not even the slightest looking at giving them a job. They just want to see who turns up. Don't do it. You're wasting your time. Just click skip. You know, a bit like Tinder. Swipe left or swipe right. So, look, get your profile pic sorted. Update your CVs correctly. When you're updating your CVs, make sure they have got the relevant and current experience that you kindly have. Now, I know there's people that probably haven't been in work for a long, long time and don't have a lot of experience out there. But pull upon those skills. And I've spoken about this before. Look at your strengths. StrengthScope now, do StrengthScope interview. And I'm more than happy for you guys to reach out to me so you can do this. But we can identify your strengths at the beginning, and then we can help you identify those, and then you can use those within interview so you can wow the employer by answering strengths-based questions or giving strength-based examples, because your strengths relate to you in your work and personal life. So we can tell you how to adapt those and how you can use them. And I'm more than happy to do a couple of episodes on that, actually, and I might actually do that. I will do some episodes on people, how they can relate to strengths in interviews that don't have much experience or trying to get back into work and haven't been into work for a while. So keep an eye out for that episode. So focus on your strengths. Focus on what experience you've had in the past, yeah? And employees, you should understand that there are some people that haven't been in work for a long time, so they may not have glowing experience on their CV, but they've got past experience. Relate to that. So, and also you can use StrengthScope interview with candidates to find out what their strengths are and ask strengths-based questions. And if you want to know more about that, please reach out to me, seriously, because as a master StrengthScope practitioner, I can help you in that direction and help you make those strengths-based questions perfect. So, look, if you don't have a lot of experience, as I say, base your experience on what you have and build upon that. If you've got experience, mainly focus on the last 5 years of experience and any other roles you've done beyond that. Just make a note of them. Don't list all the tasks that you did. Keep it short. Keep it simple. Because we all know what a L&D manager is. We all know what a HR officer does. And, you could just put the job title, the dates to and from. So normally it's kind of a month and year, and the name of the employer. That's all I would do, because so many people get bogged down on trying to put everything down as in terms of all of what they did in that role. No, you might focus on key achievements, but all I want to see is the time you're in that role, so the to and from, your job title, and then the company you worked for. I don't necessarily want to see all the other crap that comes with it. And for employers and employer advisors and everything, says, oh, you must list everything that you did. No, I know what a bartender does. I know what an office administrator does. I know what an L&D manager does. I know what a HR director does. I know what a CEO does. I know what these roles are and what people do in these roles. Yes, they differ in different sectors, but when I'm having the interview, I'm going to home in on those and say, okay, so when you were a HR administrator for ABC Pharmacy, can you tell me what you did as a HR administrator? What kind of duties and things were you doing? So that's a question I'm going to ask anyway in an interview. Like, tell me what you did in your last job. But if it's already there, what's the point of me asking that question? So to make it more meaningful, don't put everything you've done in that job. Just put the start and end date of your employment, who it was with, and the job role that you did. Done. You might want to list some like key achievements within that role if you want to, but you don't have to. Okay. Then you want to list your education. Now, some people say, listing your A's, your B's, your C's, your D's, your levels 1 to 9, your geography, your biology. I don't want to know that. I don't want to know your geography, biology, your history, your chemistry. I just want to know what you got in maths and English. Okay, but to be frank, and I'm going to be honest with this one, and I know it's caused some rift before, and I've had this conversation prior to this recording, is I don't give a damn about your maths and English. I really, really don't. Because if I need to, I'll put you on an apprenticeship, and then you can do your maths and English again. But if you do put your maths and English levels, and they weren't great altogether, I'm not so worried, because you can get a second chance doing your functional skills. Seriously, there is that chance. And people flunk at their maths and English during their GCSEs and their A levels and everything else, and they think, oh my god, I'm never gonna get a job. You are. Stop it. You will. You'll get to do an amazing apprenticeship, and you'll get to do some of your functional skills, and you will love it or hate it. But functional skills is a lot bit more easy than your GCSEs, trust me. And you can gain those experiences through your maths and English. It's planned out a lot different. You'll achieve it. It's done. Yeah? So, boom. And it only takes 6 months to do an exam. I hate exam assessment. It's done. So you always get a second chance at your maths and English in life. People don't tell you that, but you do. So just list your maths, English, and any other languages you speak, whether it's basic, intermediate, or advanced, whether it's French, German, Russian, Ukrainian, Slovakian, Polish, whatever ever languages you speak, and the level. Then list any referees, or just put, you know, references on request, and any hobbies or interests that you've got. Yeah, because that's always interesting. I always love seeing that. You might want to do an opening statement, but I don't really pay attention to opening statements, to be honest with you. I just want to know who you are. I want to know where you live. I want your contact email, contact phone number. I want to know what job you're currently in and have done in the last 5 years, what your qualifications are currently, so that's, as I said, maths and English, and any other qualifications you may have, whether it's from an apprenticeship, whether it's from a degree, whatever it is, and then I just want to know what references you got. Short and simple, that's it. Yeah, so it's all I want to see, and then that's what you need to do. Okay. Now you've kind of got your CV sorted, and it's kind of plain and simple. What you then need to do is create yourself a separate email account. And the reason we're going to tell you this is because I've seen some emails that are not appropriate for when you apply for a job, and they're not. You know, I don't want to see bigdick29@gmail.com. I don't want to see, you know, das ist miss big tits, you know, 1989@hotmail.live.uk. I don't want to see any funky names, you know, dog slapper, you know, what. You're sending a professional application and the email address is dog slapper or bigdick29. No, what the hell? Create yourself a brand new Gmail, Hotmail, Yahoo email, whatever it is. Create a professional email, whether it be your first dot, middle dot, last name, whatever it may be. Create a professional email address and use that one email address for all your job applications, and that's where all your applications will go from and go to. So when people are applying, that's where they're responding to you, at that email, not at your, you know, your private email that's, you know, funny at the time you created it and you can never change it. But create a simple email address that you just use for job applications. Also, and the reason why I say this is because if you create a professional one, it's perfect, because people can find you via your other email. Yeah, so even social media. So some people will apply for jobs through Facebook or Instagram or TikTok or what have you, but a lot of people apply through Facebook, because Facebook jobs, people apply, again, using the professional email that you've created to apply for all jobs with. Use that to create a Facebook profile. Put your lovely headshot on there and basic information. Then search for jobs via Facebook and apply via that social media account. Because what you don't realize is that when you normally apply from your private Facebook account for a job, I can actually go and look at your profile. And I can see all the wonderful pictures and posts and stuff you've done, if I'm a very intrigued employer, to see who I'm inviting for an interview. And sometimes it can be quite eye-opening to see people's profiles. And yes, it can have some interesting conversations and interviews. But yes, you want to cover your tracks. So make sure you separate your job applications from your normal work, from your normal life's emails and social media. So you have your own private email that's linked to your social media accounts, to your day-to-day life, whatever it may be. Then you have a separate email that is just professional for job applications. Okay, that's the one you use. Create a Facebook account with that email address. Upload your nice headshot, none of these images, funky shots, just a simple head and shoulders shot. Yeah, head and shoulder shot, it's all you need. Head and shoulder shot. Go look at my LinkedIn profile, you'll see what I mean. Head and shoulder shot, no funky avatars, just head and shoulders, you. Yeah, use your iPhone or your Android or your Google phone to take your picture. Yeah, it will look professional and nice, and you can do it. So use that, and that is more professional. Okay, and it looks better. So that's how you should do it. But also, just be mindful of when you're applying for jobs, because I've seen people apply for jobs and they go, apply, and you think, the more I apply, what the hell? Be sensible on what you're applying for. Don't just apply for anything and everything for the sake of it, yeah? Even if you're on benefits and you've got to show you've applied for jobs, apply for meaningful jobs, jobs that you're actually interested in doing, yeah? but also research the company. So this even means, like, you've got Google Notes, or if you've got a Microsoft account, like an Outlook, you've got, like, you know, OneNote and stuff like that. You can go onto Google Notes, for example, and you can create separate notes on employers, and you can paste the link of the application you put in there and the website of the company, and you can paste information about the job, and you can build a little profile up of that application that you're really interested in. So when you do get an interview, and you do go for an interview, or they call you to have a little conversation with you, you've got everything you need on your phone because it's on Google Notes, and hence you can pull it up and chat to them and all sorts. So be professional, use those things, okay? Because all your notes and your CVs and stuff can come from your professional email account that you have at Google, for example. And then, you know, everything goes from there. So that's what I recommend. Okay, so do your research on the employer. Apply for meaningful roles that you want to apply for. Don't just keep applying for random roles. Seriously, I've seen some people apply for 16 different roles in my organization. They're the same role, but they're across 16 different sites. They're hoping that they'll get one of them, and, you know, they randomly apply for Scotland, and actually they're in London. So be careful where you're applying for. Check the location. Check the travel distance as well. Make sure it's in those areas. Because if you click apply, 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 someone calls you, this amazing job you're interested in, but it's in Inverness. Can you come for an interview in Inverness, please? And you go, Inverness? Yes, Scotland. Okay, I'll be there. I'll be there tomorrow. And then you look at the address and you think, oh my God, I've got to go to Scotland. I'm going to have to cancel. No, no, no. What did I apply for? Missed opportunity. But a stupid application. So, you shouldn't have done that, should you? So check where you're applying, you know, research the company, make sure you're happy with the job, but apply for meaningful jobs using the proper way, using the, you know, the CV that you've created, that's saved under this new email account. Now, I'm saying Google, because in Google you can create a whole new email, professional email for yourself, and then you can use Google Docs to create your CV. You can use Google Notes to keep researching. You've got everything there. You've got the Google Calendar, all sorts. So just use that for any job applications. What I will say as well is that when you are logging into job boards, log in with that email that you created, not your personal email that has everything tied to it in your social media with, you know, your funky pictures and your beach holidays. No. Log in with a new one that you created for the jobs. By using that, what you can make sure you do is you've got everything in one place. But in the job boards, go in, update your profile, make sure your correct email is there, the one that you're going to use. Make sure that your current CV is updated on there as well. Make sure you fill out all the information on your profile. Put that nice picture of you there as well, because that's what you want to see, yeah? Now, what you can do is, some people may not want to use their mobiles to have all these recruiters call you. So what you can do, and I'll give you this as an option, you can actually go to an app called OnOff. And OnOff, you can pay like £3 something for a month or so often, or for a period of £4.99 for 3 months, I think, or something. I can't remember the prices now, but it's cheap as chips. But what you can do is you can pay for a mobile number. And that mobile number, obviously, you can renew every month or renew every 3 months, whatever. But you could use that as a option for people to contact you on. So they can message you on there, and they can also call you and leave you a voicemail, and then you can call from that number. So that's an easier way, and it's an app on your phone, so that instead of your normal personal phone being bombarded with calls from recruiters and employers, you can know that if a call's coming through on that number, it will show up as an on-off number call. You can name that as, you know, job application responses, and then give out that number. So there's lots of things you can do to make yourself kind of incognito in a way, but easy, not having your phone, you know, your phone number being out there everywhere and people calling you and what have you. You just use a different alternate number. So it's called OnOff. It's a great little app. I've used it in the past, and it's cheap as chips. So you could use that as another option, or just put your mobile number and leave it like that. But fill out all the information, put a nice picture on, make sure your updated CV is there, and apply for those meaningful roles. Make sure that if you do change roles, etc., keep your CV updated at all times. And make sure your contact information is correct as well. Now, if you do create a LinkedIn profile, you might create a LinkedIn profile professionally looking for work. Now, there's two ways to do this, and some people get called out. So if you do have a LinkedIn profile, if you want to show recruiters that you're open to work, you can, you know, add the open to work option on your profile that shows everybody you're looking for work, and you can post out a comment within your network that tells people you're looking for work and what you're looking for. But if you're currently employed and you don't want your employer to know that you're looking for work, you can just click on the option. Instead of showing to all network, you can click show recruiters only, and it will only show to recruiters that you're looking. It nobody else will know you're looking. It's kind of hidden from your network, but it's not hidden from recruiters. So you've got that option as a bit of privacy to still look for work without your employer knowing, because you're unhappy or you're wanting to move on, whatever. So there is that option. So just be aware of that, because I know some people have done that with previous employers and they've opened up to the network and their employers are going, so when are you going to tell me you're looking for another job? And they're like, how do you know? And you go, well, it's on your LinkedIn profile. So, and that's happened to me before, where I've had people in my team apply for jobs and I've then been called by other people in the other department saying, did you know someone's looking for a job? I'm like, no. Yeah, so just be careful how you're putting it out there. But look, this is my basics for 101. It's not rocket science. So to summarize, have a better portfolio picture of yourself. So number one, picture. Your profile picture should be your head and shoulders. Make sure you smile, make sure you look good, use the portrait option on your phone or get someone to take it for you, and use that as your professional photo. Do not use avatars, emoji avatars, slogans, quotes, funky images. No, just use a head and shoulder shot of yourself. Two, update your CV. Keep it simple. Give it a kiss. Yeah, keep it simple. So you want to put your name, your email address, where you live, not the full address, but just the postcode, and a contact number. You want to put in there, if you want to put a little opening statement about yourself, you're more than welcome to. But I want to see in there your current job, so your start date and your end date. If you're still working in that company, just put present. I want to see your job title that you're currently doing, and I want to see the organization that you're working for. I want to see the last 5 years history of work. That's it. No more than 5 years. So if you've been in one company for 5 years, perfect. Then underneath, you just want to probably list just two or three more jobs to show that you have worked elsewhere. Then you want to include your qualifications, so you can list your maths and English qualifications only, and any other professional qualifications that you have, or if you're tied to any affiliate associations, you can do that and add that in as well. And then put your references if you know them, or if not, put references upon request. Keep it simple. Yeah, keep it simple. You don't need to stick your picture on your CV. We don't want to see that. But if you're using online job boards with profiles that allows you to put your picture on, then do that and we can see it. Then you want to create a separate email account and a separate Facebook account. That separate email will be a professional email. It may have your first, middle, and surname. It may have a different name on there, but no fun and funky names. It's got to be professional, yeah? So keep it a professional email address. Now, in there, create that CV, have your CV in there, but have your picture saved in there as well, but use that email address for when you're applying for jobs. Use that email address in all your online job board applications. Use that email address on your CV. Okay, we also want to do is create a Facebook profile based on that new email address. Okay, because if you apply for jobs via Facebook Jobs on the job boards there, you are going to apply directly from there. You're not going to apply from your own personal social media accounts on Facebook, because as employers, we do have a look at those and we can see all the fun and interesting things that you've been up to that possibly you don't want us to know or see. Then you can either keep your existing number or you can use the on-off app, download it and buy a very cheap number, cheap mobile number, and you could use that for new applications rather than your normal personal number being bombarded because it's on an app They can leave voice messages, they can text you, you'll get a different ringtone, you'll see it pop up different on your phone. You can do that. But just make sure you're professional. These are simple 101 things, and they're going to make you stand out. They will make you stand out. If, again, anybody says you're overqualified for anything, go back and listen to my podcasts about being overqualified, because it's a load of crap. Nobody's overqualified. And if you've decided to apply for a job that people say you're too qualified for this job, it's not their decision, it's yours. You've made the decision to apply for that role. Tough. Go back and listen to that and see how you can handle it. But keep your applications and your job board applications simple. Give it a kiss. As we say, keep it simple, stupid. I don't want to be stupid, but you know, want to keep it simple. Yeah. So just give it a kiss. Do your job application 101. Have those fundamental things: professional email, professional Facebook account, professional photo, simple CV. That is it. That's it. Now, employers, if you're looking for a CV to have tons and tons of information on, get rid of the world. Get with the real world. Wake up and smell the coffee, because all you're going to be looking for is how long they've been in those jobs for, what their current job title is, and what company they're working for. The rest you can find out in an interview. You don't need it in the CV. I haven't got time to waste reading CVs. No employer has time to waste for CVs. But what I will teach you, a top tip. This is it. A top tip in your CV. Now, as we know, in CVs, they always go on, when they go on these job boards, people are always looking for those jobs that have certain keywords. And when you apply for a vacancy, these algorithms within the job board sites are always searching for certain keywords. So if you're applying for certain jobs, what you want to do in the footer of your email, of your document, what you want to do is set up some keywords like things that you do within your role. So it could be customer service, complaint handling, it could be managing budgets, HR function, it could be employer engagement, it could be course creation, course design, course delivery, whatever you do in your job, whatever that job is looking for, look for some of those keywords that you may think, like time management, project management. If you put those in the bottom, in the footer, and you turn those, don't leave them black, highlight them white, turn the text into white so it doesn't show. What will happen is when you upload your CV to a job board or apply for a job, the algorithm in the application tracking system, or the ATS, is searching for keywords. So it's going to see those keywords and highlight it as you've met some of those keywords. So, for example, when I'm posting vacancies in the hospitality for the accommodation sector, I'm looking for cleaning, room attendant, housekeeper, floor supervisor, management, commercial cleaning, domestic cleaning, Hoover, dust. There's certain words I'm looking for: public area cleaner, office cleaner. So they're keywords I'm looking for, and the application tracking system that I'm looking at will tell me how those keywords are popping up. So if they're 50% of the keywords, 60, 70, 80, or 100% of those keywords I'm looking for, they're flag up. That's the person I want to speak to. That's the person I'm going to be calling. So a little tip, put those keywords in the footer that you think are more relatable to your job. So as I say, there could be things, you can make them really small as you want, about font size 8, and they are, could be like for like hospitality, housekeeping, cleaning, management, you know, grievance handling, disciplinary procedures, writing policies, budget and financing, P&L, you know, course creation and content making, delivery, training. You can put them all in there, as many as you want, put them in there. Turn them white, don't leave them black, put them white so they can't be seen. And then when you upload your CV and apply for a job, if employers are looking for keywords, which they do with these algorithms, your CV will flag up. Okay. Now, employers, if you see they have 100%, but you can't see on their CV where it has all those keywords, they've put them in there because they relate to them, still give them a bloody call, still get them in for an interview, and still give them an opportunity, because you're a dumbass if you don't. So do it, because that's what I want to see, and I want to see someone using their CV a bit more smarter. We spend too much time as employees looking at CVs. We're using all these application tracking systems and the algorithms to pull these CVs. As I say, the CV needs to be simple, needs to have those keywords in the footers, and that's how you're going to get pulled up on those top 10 or top 20 people to call. But also employers, if you just see it's a simple CV, still call that person and bring them in, because you'll be quite surprised what you'll find out from that interview. So look, guys, I'm not going to drag on about this anymore. I think I've made it clear and simple about 101s for job applications. So again, to summarize, clear pictures, different emails, simple CVs, stick those keywords in, create yourself a different contact number, create yourself a different Facebook account using professional email, and you're done. Yeah? Do what I say, and your job applications will look smarter, more professional, and make you look more attractive. Not that you're not attractive, because you all are attractive, it just makes you look more attractive in the job market. And these simple things can help people get jobs and show in the top 10. If you're not getting a job for whatever reason, don't worry about it. Keep applying, but apply for those meaningful roles. Don't just kick apply, easy apply. I see this all the time on LinkedIn, easy apply. Yes, there's an easy apply option, but don't just keep click. Know what you've applied for. Okay? Know what you applied for. Because if you've applied for 60, 70 jobs and someone calls you and say, oh, so you applied for this job, what job? I didn't apply for that job. Nah, I wouldn't have done that. Well, we've got your application. I don't remember that. Sorry, I'm not interested. Okay, but then the employer's kind of like, well, why did they apply? But they applied. Huh? I don't get it. So just be meaningful on your applications. And some applications, when you click on Indeed, the teaching employer's website, again, fill out the employer information. As we say, employers only want to know the 5-year work history. That's it, 5 years, no more than that. If we want to know more, we're going to ask, but 5 years is good enough. If you don't have experience, as I say, focus on your strengths. And you know, that's a good thing. Reach out to me and I can talk about how you can do that, and I'll do a couple of episodes following this about how you can use strengths for those that don't have much work experience and how you can relate strengths to work. So there'll be 4 episodes around that. I'm looking at the 4 different strengths areas, and I'm going to help you with that. So they're going to be the next 4 episodes following this, because I think it's key, especially where people are looking for work right now. So the next couple of episodes are going to be around about how people with little experience that are getting back into work can focus on strengths to build their opportunity to getting back into work, but also for people in early careers that are just about kind of school leavers, graduates, that stuff, about to venture into the real world, and how they can do it. So guys, thank you for listening. As always, I'm your host, Pete. Sorry, there's a bit of interruption there because my phone just went off with an alert. So I'll say it again, that's why I love doing podcasts, and I love these leaving the little bloopers in, because they're the best. So as always, I've been your host, Pete, on the Say As It Is with Pete podcast. Again, thank you for listening. Have an amazing week. You can go back and listen to this episode and previous episodes of Say As It Is with Pete on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, RSS.com, and wherever you get your podcast from. And remember to share and like this episode, and share with anyone that you may think would benefit from this. And if you want to go listen back to some of the StrengthScope career advice podcasts, or some of the general recruitment and advice podcasts in season 1 and 2, please go back and have a listen. But as I say, I will see you on next week's episode, as we look at the relational strengths and how you can use them when you have little to no work experience, and how you can adapt that to a fantastic CV, a fantastic interview, and how you can relate to that in getting jobs. So until then, have a great week.